high-level character in the company was bragging about, regardless of whether America stays a democracy or not, the insurance companies, specifically theirs, had a plan to continue to extract money from people. They're like a parasite that spreads, a zombie that can't quit eating. The top brass was making absolute moolah. They would want for nothing, their great-grandchildren would want for nothing, even if they quit tomorrow. And the eye was on always expanding the company. There's no such thing as having enough. Even in a drastic scenario where for some reason our country just completely crumples in on itself, they're still going to be coming after you. I worked for one of America's largest subrogation law firms. When your insurance covers a cost for you, they can make somebody else responsible for repaying that amount. This is where insurance subrogation comes in. My job was to call people and harass them for money. We would hound you at best and harass you at worst. Many times I sat at my desk thinking, I am literally just a debt collector. Collectors were treating the people that they were calling as something to extract from, not seeing them as other humans. I saw a lot of abuse, verbal abuse, of course, not having any kind of empathy for anybody's lifestyles or situations. We had a system of notes that would show what was discussed with the claimant previously. So there was this lady that had a lot of notes in it, like, she's lying, she keeps giving a sob story. I spoke with this lady and was giving her the general spiel. And she cut me off and she said, I don't know why you guys keep calling me. I'm telling you, I'm on hospice. I'm dying. Like, I am in my sister's living room, in a medical bed. I am dying. Her sister got on and just, you know, screaming, like, just please leave her alone. I didn't know what to do with myself, because what do you say to somebody like that? It was probably one of the lowest points of my life. I would see frequently people were bringing in like $30,000 a week. There's hundreds of people working for this company. There was a lady that worked there for 16 years. She was one of those top five, and just thousands, tens of thousands of dollars were being brought in just by this one woman. We are incentivized to take the most amount of money from these people as possible without letting them know. We had full rein on adjusting what they would actually have to pay if they settled. We're paid on commission through a fee structure. So if they are making good faith payments, say $250 every 2 weeks or $250 a month, we would get 15 to 20% of that as a fee. If we were to settle a lower amount for them, we would get less in fees, and fees are what our commission is based on. The system was set up that if we showed any kind of humanity to these people, we were screwing ourselves over, and I can't tell you how many times I got in trouble for just trying to be a decent person. We are supposed to be doing this by the book. A lot of these cases, when people don't exchange their insurances at the time of the wreck, because they're like, oh, it's fine, there's like a barely a dent, my insurance will cover it. Later, when the insurance company hunts them down because they don't know that that person has insurance, that's why we're supposed to be getting their insurance. Like, that's the first thing we're supposed to check for with each call, because they might have insurance and not be on the hook for any of this. So a colleague saw me in the middle of a call, told me to pause the call, asked me what I was doing there, said I was not there for customer service. He pointed out the fact that I am poor. And he said, if I were you, I would focus on winning and not on making sure that these people have insurance or not. You need to get money. You don't need to get their insurance. That was a part of the job description, things we were trained on. If they had insurance, we were supposed to collect the data on that. And when the people that have that responsibility to do their work correctly are in it just for the greed and are completely skipping out on certain steps, lives are needlessly ruined. We would call you sometimes multiple times a week until we got the money. Just completely would not stop. I experienced one with a lady. It was a flood damage in the apartment downstairs. And the lady actually did have proof that it wasn't even her fault, but we were still pursuing her. And I tried to send it back to where we double check things. And they're like, no, she's guilty. And I'm like, no, look at the paperwork. She has clear proof that it was actually the apartment above her. And we were still calling that lady. You really can't hide. We used a program to pull up dossiers on people. So if you had the lack of luck for having the same phone number as a claimant used to have, if you worked with them, ex-spouses, we might call you. Basically keep chipping away until we find the claimant. One of my coworkers called up a wife of a man that was a truck driver. He owed roughly $55,000. And this lady was completely blindsided about this. She didn't even know he had been in a wreck. As she is becoming more and more panicked, the reality of the situation settling in, he's becoming more and more chipper. And he actually turned around and high-fived me once, like, she started to cry. Some of the techniques I witnessed people using to harass the claimants. One person was very misogynistic towards women, would talk down to them, call them baby girl. Another person would spend his mornings conversing about different ways to lie. They would find loopholes in, say, this person might live in a state that they can't have their driver's license taken from them, but we could still threaten that maybe because maybe the state might change their mind one day and make it legal. It was quite blatantly a lie, and we were encouraged to tell that lie. One of the tactics we were supposed to use on people that said, I don't have any money, tell them, hey, do you smoke? Quit smoking. Different things that we're supposed to use as examples of things that they should quit in their own life so they can pay us money. We were told to tell them, take out some credit cards, high interest loans. You know, that's a cycle. Once you start borrowing from one high interest thing to pay another thing like that, like you're in a bad way. It's an endless loop of misery. This experience was harrowing. Just a cold splash of water in regards to what I thought our society was capable of. You would hear people screaming at people on the phone and then go to lunch and have a coffee and just happily talk about something they did on the weekend. We were completely incentivized towards greed. Things like this are one of the big reasons why people hate insurance companies. This company has absolutely ruined people's lives. 100% completely undeniable. And when I think back to that lady who was dying, she didn't deserve this. Nobody deserves something like this.